to wrap up the fastest hour in radio. We're Rod and Fez on JFK. Carmen Electra married Dave Navarro for the MTV series Till Death Do Us Part, Carmen and Dave. Guests included the Osborne family and members of Jane's Addiction. Does everything have to happen on TV now?
You know what? It should have included some winners from TRL. Because that's how stupid everything's gotten. Everything does happen on TV now.
You know that Carney Wilson went and had her stapling surgery on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
If she had waited like a year or two, that would have actually been a reality series.
Yeah, she effed up. She was in too much of a hurry, and she suffered for it ever since.
She went on her big fat website. Yeah, they would have followed her before the surgery, after the surgery, watching her slice into her big fat guts.
Fezzy, speaking of MTV, here's a story I love. MTV is filming the latest version of Real World. Well, the police show up there Tuesday and are investigating a woman's allegations that she was raped in the new Real World house. Finally, Fezzy, when seven strangers come together and rape an unsuspecting drunk girl.
People finally have stopped being nice and started being real.
Yeah.
This is the two real world.
When people stop being nice and start being rapists. It's the rape house. This will finally be a real world that I'll watch. That I'm going to say, you know what, I'm going to put this one on.
So I think this was two people that weren't part of the cast. And it was in a room where there's no cameras.
Yeah, it sounds like a crewman raped somebody.
You would think, even though this particular room didn't have any cameras, that's basically a working TV set.
Yeah, it's huge. Because they always, take the last day to show you what it's like to walk back there through that studio. It's gigantic.
And it seems like if you had a crew there, it would be really, really hard for something like this to be pulled off. I mean, people don't just show up on a movie set and start humping.
What other reason would there to be on a Real World crew other than to get chicks? And you know it's going to work out. You know that those guys must do okay for themselves. Now, Ozzy Osbourne, he, of course, again, everything has to happen on TV. He says in an interview on Monday that as a child, he was sexually abused, that two older boys used to feel him up after school. Now, is this give an excuse why he's the madman?
I guess it's as good excuse as any, besides the pills and the drugs and the alcohol and everything else. Yeah, this could lead to it.
You know, I think that there's something a little different between abuse. It's one thing that happens to you by adults. If it's other kids playing grab ass, now you're being a big crybaby, Ozzy. You know, some kids play pull-down pants. It doesn't mean that you were abused, does it?
I think they're going into another season. They decided on another season. They really needed something dramatic for this one. So Ozzy getting filled up by English schoolboys is the big deal this year.
I'm not getting it. I'm not even sure it's abuse at that point.
This explains why Jack Russell's around topless with Jason Dill.
All right, more Motley Crue news. Nikki Sixx says the fans shouldn't get their hopes up too much since he doesn't see the band continuing on past this one last tour. Hey, before you get too happy, this is it for the crew, kids. You believe him?
I believe him, but I'll add this to it. They're not going to make it through this tour. They're going to start canceling. They're going to fight. They're going to start partying. Something will happen. They're not going to get along. This tour won't last. They're going to start canceling dates. You watch.
All right, here's my radio psychic.
Radio psychic.
In 10 years, they're playing a Walmart. They ended up playing a bike week. It doesn't matter. They'll be at the water park. No one breaks up when there's money on the table. Nikki, least of you. Yeah, probably three of the guys will be, new because three of them will be dead by now.
Nikki,
I can't, I can't believe none of them are dead yet. That's the weirdest thing about Motley Crue.
Now, HBO has dropped Ben and Matt's reality show, Project Greenlight, after two seasons. And Miramax and Damon and Affleck may try to do it from Bravo next year. Is this show worth saving?
First of all, who's going to save it? It's on Bravo. How many people watch Bravo?
Thanks to Queer Eye a lot.
It's not the same. Yeah, but, they make a big deal about Queer Eye. Oh, they made 1.3 million people. You know, if you have that on a regular thing, that's a huge bust.
So
you know, it's like being seen on ESPN Classic. Oh, our numbers are up. Yes, yes, you went from 0.07 to 0.08. I think, you know, I think that the Bravo station doesn't even get what Fox News gets. I think O'Reilly's outpacing these guys.
Now, I'm surprised it's not Chris Moore and Miramax that has just had enough with this thing. It's such a headache for them every year. That's the best part of the show, though.
What's that?
When if you got a one of these projects that went smoothly with the amateur writer, the amateur director, it wouldn't be a fun show.
Well, first of all, they edit this thing, so we believe that Miramax and Chris Moore are the good guys and the directors are the bad guys. A guy who wins a contest to make an independent film differently than they make in Hollywood. You make your own film. They ride these guys and turn them into the bad guy on the show, and then you turn around and the movie stinks anyway. How is Chris Moore and Miramax the good guys in this?
I'm sorry, the cell phone started ringing. I have no idea who it is. Sorry about that.
CBS still looking for contestants for the 9th season of Survivor. Filming will begin next summer for the show to air in 2004. Which has been your favorite edition of Survivor so far?
I think my favorite one was Survivor Outback Australia, the Elizabeth Hasselbeck one. The one where Mike, the guy who I thought was going to win it all, killed the pig but fell in the fire. And also Colby and Tina.
You know what, Colby? Everyone always thought he was going to become a big star. You never saw him again. Biggest and Best Survivor was the first one. After that, it's all been downhill, and it's basically been the same Survivor time and time again. After the Super Bowl starts, that Survivor All-Stars, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to have 7 Survivor alumni on it. That's it for the fastest hour in radio. Some happy birthdays before we go. Bette Midler is 58. Now she needs a walker beneath her wings. And Richard Pryor is 63 and nervous about people lighting the candles on his cake. That's it for Ron and Fez. Back later.